Better get inside, Sheriff! Here they come!
Flagg waved his Winchester in acknowledgement of the warning and hurried toward the sheriff's office. Matt and Sam stood at the edge of the roof, peering northward into the darkness.
You see him?
Not yet.
Matt looked down again. The street was pretty much clear now, the townspeople having scattered to hunt cover.
Let him come.
Matt and Sam moved to the corners of the hotel fronting the street and knelt behind the little wall. It wouldn't provide much cover, but it was better than nothing. Torches suddenly flared to life in the hands of some of the approaching riders, and from the intensity of the flames, Matt and Sam knew that the torches had been soaked in pitch.
Drop those men with the torches. They're going to try to set the town on fire.
As the outlaws reached the end of Main Street and began to sweep into the settlement, the Blood Brothers opened fire. The raiders returned the fire. Matt and Sam were forced to duck as the bullets chewed at the wall. Then the outlaws raced on past the hotel as more gunfire began to erupt up and down the street. The town's defenders were shooting from the cover of the buildings, but they didn't seem to be doing much damage, Matt saw as he poked his head up again. A bareheaded man in a long black coat whirled his horse and galloped back to the spot where one of the torches had fallen. It was still burning, and scarcely slackening his mount's speed, the man bent down from the saddle, reached out with a long arm, and snatched the torch from the ground. He whirled it over his head and threw it at the window of a hardware store as he dashed past.
Damn!
Matt looked through the broken window and saw flames leaping up. The outlaws fought with the precision of a well-trained military unit, some of them staying together and sending volleys of lead ripping into the buildings they passed. Others split off from the main group.
Damn it! The way they spread out, we can't do enough from up here! We need to be down there!
I'll get the ladder.
No time for that!
Holding the Winchester slanted across his chest, Matt stepped up onto the wall and leaped down onto the roof that extended out over the hotel porch. The roof had a little slope to it, so he slid down to the edge and then rolled over it, catching hold with one hand to break his fall. He hung there for a second, one hand holding him up while the other lifted the rifle. Matt went to one knee when he landed. He stayed there and socketed the Winchester against his shoulder. Surging to his feet, Matt grabbed the Winchester's heated barrel with both hands and swung the weapon like a club as he leaped toward one of the mounted raiders. Matt tossed the broken rifle aside and palmed out both Colts. Sam had followed Matt's lead and was hanging from the end of the porch roof. Matt was across the street in front of the hardware store, which was still burning inside. When both Colts were empty, Matt jammed them back in their holsters and kicked the store's door open. He ran inside and began looking for something he could use to beat out the flames before they got too big. Sam crouched on the hotel porch and fired at the raiders as they galloped past until his revolver was empty. Then, instead of reloading, he ran into the hotel again and grabbed the shotgun the proprietor had dropped. An outlaw had apparently snuck through the back door. A number of shells were still lined up on the counter. The hotelman hadn't gotten a chance to use them. Sam snatched the shells and stuffed them into the pocket of his buckskin shirt. He dashed back out of the hotel. Bloody chaos ensued, filling the town. A score of gunfights were going on, scattered from one end of the street to the other. Only one building seemed to be on fire so far, which was a blessing, but the blaze could still spread. Sam felt the heat of a bullet against his cheek and swung around to see who had fired it, lifting the shotgun as he did so. Sam pulled two more shells from his pocket as he scrambled to his feet. He broke the shotgun, shucked the empties, crammed the fresh shells into the barrels.
The vengeance of the Lord will be upon you!
Sam whirled and saw another man on horseback charging toward him, the hatless, long-haired, black-suited hombre who had led the charge into the settlement. Sam raised the shotgun. At the last second, the rider hauled back hard on the reins and caused his mount to rear up on its hind legs. The horse took the blast. Sam threw the greener at the man as hard as he could. The shotgun hit the outlaw in the arms and threw his aim off. Sam landed on top, and as he dug a knee into the man's belly, he sledged a left and a right to his face. The outlaw went limp, stunned by the powerful blows. Sam surged to his feet and spun toward the sound of more footsteps running toward him.
You all right?
Yeah. How about you?
Burned my hands a little using a blanket I found to slap out that fire, but other than that, I'm fine.
The shooting had started to die away, and as the Blood Brothers looked around, they saw that the raiders were fleeing, having encountered a lot fiercer resistance in Arrowhead than they must have been expecting. Several bodies were scattered around the street, so not all of the varmints had gotten away. The one sprawled senseless at Sam's feet certainly hadn't. Matt looked down at him.
Oh, you know who you got there?
Joshua Shade.
That'd be my guess. He's dressed like a preacher, and he sure had that crazy look about him when he was leading the charge into town.
Clouds of powder smoke still drifted through the street. Sheriff Cyrus Flagg emerged from one of them and ran up to Matt and Sam.
You boys all right? Son of a bitch! You know who that is?
Joshua Shade.
It sure is. You boys not only saved our town, you just captured the most notorious owl hoot in the whole territory.
Matt and Sam each took an arm and hauled Joshua Shade to his feet. They half-carried, half-dragged the outlaw down the street to the sheriff's office and jail. They wanted to make sure that Shade was locked up securely before they did anything else.